Welcome to Baltimore Internet Radio. I'm your host, Dave Custy, and you're listening to Baltimore and the Global Market, a world economy forum with business leaders to increase Baltimore's presence in the world market and by networking with international businesses and economies. Today, my guest is Dr. Rob Sabani. Welcome to Baltimore Internet Radio, Rob.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
Rob Sabani, PhD, is chairman and CEO of Caspian Group Holdings, LLC, the Caspian Group, a multidisciplinary group of companies with international business interests in the field of energy, including renewable sources, infrastructural development, high technology, and publishing. He leads a management team that provides multinational, sovereign governments, as well as technology startups with strategic partnerships and tailor-made counsel. But Rob's here to talk about something else. We did a conversation a few months ago talking about creating a blueprint for business, but now we're going to talk about a new development that you're into called Sparrow. It's a new and revolutionary patent-pending application that marries e-commerce and charity. It is the first online charity movement that allows consumers to donate to their charity of choice directly while shopping on their favorite merchant sites. That sounds like a terrific idea. Tell us a little bit, Rob. Welcome again.
Thank you, Dave. Well, the origins of Sparrow are twofold.
Okay.
One's personal. I figure that this is only one life that we live. It's not a dress rehearsal. And so might as well leave something behind when we depart this world. So that's one individual motivation for starting Sparrow. The other motivation was actually born out of my experience running for the United States Senate here in Maryland as an independent. I lost the election, but I soon realized that you don't have to be a United States Senator to do good in this world, and that we as individuals can do good. And I compare it to the back of a carpet. You'll notice on the back of a carpet there are thousands of knots, but you look at the carpet, you see a beautiful picture. And so each one of us is one of those knots. And so the idea of Sparrow is the same thing. I'm creating a portal where every American can go shop at their favorite site and donate to their favorite charity without any cost to them. In essence, Dave, what we're doing is democratizing charity giving. According to Charity Navigator, that's a partner with Sparrow, the top 1% of charities in America take in 86% of all the dollars. And so what we're trying to do really is to try to democratize that, level the playing field, so that the Maryland Food Bank, based right here in Baltimore, can take advantage of all the shopping that goes online, so that the Urban Alliance that provides scholarship for kids in Baltimore can take advantage of all the shopping that goes online. And so I worked on this all last year to get the technology right, and thank God we do. And we did a soft launch earlier this year with a partner of ours. It's a clothing company called Citron Clothing out in California. And so far, knock on wood, we've had fantastic results. We've had donations to the Maryland Food Bank. We've had donations to the Urban Alliance just
from California.
From the California company.
Wow, that's
so
true.
You know, that's the genesis of all this.
Let's go back even farther. Where did the name come from?
I was trying to find a name that was uplifting. I was trying to find a name that, people could remember. I first honed in on Do Good. And sadly, the guy who owned the domain name Do Good wasn't going to give it up for $250,000 that he wanted. I wasn't going to give $250,000. So, you know, we settled on Sparrow, but it's a bird, obviously, but it's spelled differently. We spell it S-P-A-R-O. And our logo is a bird. And we've trademarked it, by the way. So the U.S. Trademark and Patent Office has issued us both the logo and the saying that goes under that logo, which is purchase with a purpose.
So I just said there's a patent-pending application out there. What's the latest update
on that? So the technology that we've built actually has been done with the help of some very young, talented programmers here in Baltimore.
Ah, very good.
Okay.
So, give them a plug if you want.
Yeah, absolutely. Develop DC, the folks right here, you know, in Baltimore. Right. Develop DC, led by a team of folks. David Crowley heads that. And him and his team have developed, you know, this technology for us. And it's patent pending. In other words, we've submitted patents, five, to the U.S. Patent Office. And we're waiting for them to basically give us an answer because it's a unique technology. We are the only portal that allows the merchant to keep its brand, but we just show up at the checkout page, basically.
Right.
So, for example, with our first merchant, Citron Clothing, Citron has our logo at the front page. Mm-hmm. So when you go to Citron, it says, you know, we've partnered with Sparrow to give 10% of your purchase today to charity. And then at the checkout, we pop up. And then you can choose to give to a local California charity, to a state, national and international. Well, you know, surprisingly, folks like the Maryland Food Bank all the way who are shopping for clothes at Citron. So we've been able to raise money for Maryland Food Bank, for the Urban Alliance. But the most dollars that we've raised, Dave, mm-hmm. interestingly, has been for an organization here in Maryland called Save a Child's Heart.
Mm-hmm. Tell us
and,
about that.
Save a Child's Heart was started by an American Army officer of Jewish origin. He decided that he loved what he did in terms of surgery. So he basically took this idea and expanded on it. And today it's a nonprofit that takes children from the Palestinian territories, from Africa, recently Azerbaijan, and take them to Israel. Mm-hmm. And these kids are then taken care of, basically, by the best doctors in Israel.
Wow.
So it's really nice for me personally to know that through my efforts, a child's heart will be saved. Mm-hmm. It's nice to know that through our efforts at Sparrow, the Maryland Food Bank is going to get some dollars. Nice to know that a inner city kid here in Baltimore is going to be able to get a scholarship through the Urban Alliance. So to the extent that we sign up more merchants, mm-hmm. that means more money for the charities.
Sounds like there's a lot of different strands to this, to what it could become, the potential, which you're just talking about, is helping children out. But walk us through, if you're a consumer and you go to a website, walk us through what happens and how you get Sparrow in there.
Sure. So right now, if you go to www.citronclothing.com, mm-hmm. okay, you'll go to their site. And right there at the very first page, it says, we've partnered with Sparrow. And it informs the customer that if the customer chooses to shop at Citron, at no cost to the customer, Citron will donate 10% of that day's purchase by that customer to the selected charity of the customer. So customer selects a blouse, okay? Mm-hmm. The blouse costs, let's say, $200, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they go to checkout, and all of a sudden, the Sparrow button pops up. Susie, the customer at Citron, decides, do I want to give to the Santa Monica Food Bank? Do I want to give to K9? Do I want to give to the Urban Alliance? Do I want to give to Save a Child's Heart? Let's say she chooses to give to the Urban Alliance because she likes the idea of helping kids in Baltimore with scholarships, okay? And so $20 of that purchase, because the purchase was $200, mm-hmm. so 10% of that, $20, is going to go to the Urban Alliance.
So people don't have to pay 10% more.
No. Absolutely. Okay. I've negotiated with the merchant a mm-hmm. fee. So this is basically a relationship between the merchant and I. And we've made it clear to the merchant, we will not tolerate any markups. And the guys at Citron were so nice. They told us that there's some big margins, basically, in the retail world. It varies, obviously, from JCPenney to others, but they were so kind to let us know that, you know, they would be willing to go for 10%.
Mm-hmm.
And they've reaped the benefits of that. The sales at Citron have gone up by 50%.
And they can directly relate that to it?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
They can absolutely. We've got a quote from the CEO of Citron that says, because of Sparrow, we now have 50% increase in sale. Another nice quote that I got was actually from the executive director of the Save a Child's Heart.
Mm-hmm.
He said that I've seen many portals that marry e-commerce and charity, but Sparrow is the best out there.
Great. And so that's a nice recommendation.
Recommendation. And, you know, if there are any merchants listening to your show, Dave, who are based in Baltimore or Maryland or anywhere in the world, frankly, and are interested in this, I invite them to go, you know, visit www.sparrow.com and get in touch with us. And we will embed our application on their checkout page. Or, Dave, if they're a nonprofit that we haven't heard of right here in Baltimore, please contact us. You can download everything on our website.
Sounds great. Well, we'll talk about the merchant side in a minute. I wanted to talk about the nonprofits, the Maryland Food Bank. How do they become part of this?
With the Maryland Food Bank, I had visited them during my campaign, Dave. And so they do such a nice job. And I had to do something for them. As I said, I didn't become U.S. Senator, but I knew that I could do, you know, something for the Maryland Food Bank. Sparrow is helping the Maryland Food Bank by directing donations from Citron, essentially Citron's customers, to the Maryland Food Bank. Basically, you go to the Sparrow website. If you're a nonprofit, you click on the charity portal, and everything's right there. Everything's automated. So you can be a nonprofit in Baltimore and join the Sparrow community. And the idea of Sparrow is a movement to get nonprofits self-sufficient to the extent possible. So imagine 10% of our economy is the nonprofit economy. So if through Sparrow I can make part of this community self-sufficient, I'll sleep well.
Very good. But it's great too, because it's almost a no-brainer. The effort that you have to make in clicking a button, you could do it all the time,
absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
And say, 6%, 10%, what have you, like that. And you're thinking, well, it's okay, I'll do that, because for one thing, it's not out of my pocket. I'm paying for the regular price. This is a great company. And like you said, the company's benefit because people are saying, I'll come back.
Exactly.
And because this company does this kind of thing. But let's talk about Sparrow in terms of business. How does Sparrow make its money?
Well, right now we're an early stage company. So our money is coming from the checks that we receive from Citron for our technology. So when they use our technology, we, you know, send them an invoice, and, you know, it's a Sparrow fee basically that we charge Citron for our services. But for...
Is that a wash now? Or
We're not making any money right now. We're early stage. But here's the value proposition for merchants who are listening. The fees that they pay Sparrow, Citron, for example, is tax deductible because it's a business expense. So every time you pay Sparrow, it's a business deduction. So you're not losing anything. I describe Sparrow not so much as a business, as a movement. We're a movement to do capitalism with a conscience. You know, oftentimes capitalism has a savage aspect to it. Oftentimes when there is an IPO of a Facebook, only a limited number of very wealthy and well-connected people get very rich. God bless them. But it doesn't expand out to the general public.
Right.
My goal with Sparrow is, as I said, to expand this and make sure that everyone who's part of the Sparrow movement benefits from it.
Very good.
Both the nonprofits, students, and merchants. Merchants now, as I said, we've got one merchant right now that is benefiting from its relationship with Sparrow simply because people like the idea of giving, but they don't have to pay anything extra.
Yes, that's the thing that hit me. I was glad that's how it is. You know, can they make it that completely understood to people when they get on it? But how about an app that helps startup small business LLCs? Not that I'm thinking of any into particular or anything like that.
Yeah.
I'm just joking around with you.
No, I mean, we actually, depending, Dave, on the number of people that you have who are listeners, basically, okay, we can certainly put the Sparrow app on your page. Now, this is provided that you are maybe charging your listeners a dollar, you know, if they subscribe, for example. Right. Let's say you have a subscription thing going, okay, and that you want to charge them a dollar for listening to your show every time they click on it or something. Then Sparrow can work out something where that dollar actually is then broken down. Mm-hmm. You get a percentage of it, obviously, but then a percentage of it goes to charity.
I mean, that would be something I would love to work at. That's terrific.
You know, but we're going to launch this with the Washington Times, for example. Uh-huh. They're one newspaper that approached us for their national digital edition. We could do the same thing with those, you know, Baltimore Sun. Mm-hmm. You know, we can help them drive sales, both hard copy and their digital version. Sure. We can help the Baltimore Ravens, you know, in terms of, you know, when they're selling tickets or merchandise, you know, we can do all that. Basically help them not only drive sales, but, you know, corporate social responsibility.
Where do you see yourself, Sparrow, in, say, 3 months to down to 5 years? Up to 5 years, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, there's an interesting saying that Henry Kissinger would make, and that was, he was once asked the question, Dave, what would have happened to the world that if instead of President Kennedy being shot, Khrushchev was shot? And Kissinger's response was, I don't know what would have happened to the world, but I certainly know that Mrs. Khrushchev would not be married to Mr. Onassis.
Oh, my.
So we're
both of an age where we understand.
We understand that. This joke may have just gone over the head of a whole bunch of your listeners, a whole generation. but to answer your question, I don't know where we're going to be in 3 months, but I do know where I'm going to be and Sparrow's going to be in 5 years.
Okay.
We're going to be the intersection of Amazon and Facebook. We're going to be a very big company. We're going to be a very successful company, but we're going to be a company that is helping individuals who are fighting the fight on the ground. We're going to be raising money for the Urban Alliance so that a child in Baltimore can have that $10,000 scholarship money at his senior year to do an internship mm-hmm. with BB&T.
Right.
You know, we're going to be raising money for the Maryland Food Bank, not small checks of $32 or $35, but $3,500, $5,000, $5 million.
It's basically why I started this radio station, that it's mutually beneficial for everyone. And I was thinking what we could do, too. You were saying we could partner, and I think we were trying to arrive, I think, at the same thing. I want to have a voice for the common man, the man on the ground, and to be able to promote Baltimore internationally on a continuous basis.
Yes, yes. It's a city that deserves to be. Yeah.
And I think that in terms of what Sparrow's doing and we could be providing the funding for such thing, I would like to be part of that, but also be part of what the business plan is for the solution.
Dave, during the campaign, I visited a lot of neighborhoods in Baltimore, obviously. To this day, my dream is to go back to Officer Church's home on Harfer Road. He took me to his neighborhood. That's a very dangerous neighborhood. I made a promise to Officer Church that someday, I don't know when, but someday, I'd like to go back to his neighborhood, tear down all those homes, and build something fresh, new, as a symbol of Baltimore coming back. Mm-hmm. And what better way to do it than to have a Sparrow headquarters?
Ah, that's a great idea.
Off Harfer Road.
Well, see, that goes to my next thought, because that's the type of thing that I was thinking about. But within that, everything is connected. Education, and also bringing businesses to the area where they can employ local people.
Absolutely.
You know, and that brings up the area, because what it does, it makes people proud of the area.
Absolutely. I met so many hardworking people, Dave, you know, who were neighbors of Officer Church on Harfer Road. I still remember their faces. I probably forgot their names, but I remember their faces. And they wanted an opportunity. All they cared for. So imagine if Sparrow had enough funding that it could go into Officer Church's neighborhood and build mm-hmm. a headquarters, a nice headquarters. It would mean that we would have to have a supermarket. It would mean that we'd have to have restaurants all of a sudden. It's jobs.
Right.
It's jobs right there.
Not to mention the ancillary ma-pa stores and,
absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely. And that's
what makes a neighborhood maintain and grow.
Absolutely. And that's why, Dave, I'd like to lead the way, because when Facebook goes public but stays in Menlo Park, it's only helping a very prosperous neighborhood mm-hmm. become even more prosperous. It'd have been nice if Facebook had moved to Detroit,
yeah.
or Philadelphia.
Funny
or
you say that, because I just read when Facebook went public, it made 1,600 millionaires in San Francisco.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And San Francisco has enough millionaires.
Yeah. That's right. We got to bring them here.
Yes, yes.
So, Rob, is there anything you'd like to add?
No, I want to say, Dave, thank you very much. You're doing a great job. You are putting Baltimore on the map, both here locally and internationally. And as someone who has started a business, has gone through the vicissitudes of, you know, business cycles, I know it's always tough, but it's a marathon. It's not a sprint.
Right, exactly.
You know, and so I thank you for giving me the opportunity to tell the story of Sparrow and the movement we're hoping to create. But as you said, this is a mutual relationship. Mm-hmm. If anything that we can do for the community, we'd like to do as well. And you're part of this community.
Great. Thank you very much. And well, thanks for coming on. And like I say, this is an introductory, and I hope that it's a continuing relationship and that we can help each other and whoever wants to be helped.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Dave. I really appreciate this.
Thank you. This is Dave Custy, and this program is Baltimore and the Global Market. I've been talking to Dr. Rob Sabani, chairman and CEO of Caspian Group Holdings. And also, call you a founder then.
Absolutely.
Of Sparrow.
Absolutely. Founder and CEO of Sparrow.
Okay, here it goes. Founder and CEO of Sparrow, a new revolutionary patent-pending application that marries e-commerce and charity. And last thing, give us some contact info.
Yeah. So you can go to www.sparrow.com. You'll see videos of who we are, and everything's explained on the site. But if you want to really go shop, the weather's hot. Citron Clothing specializes in clothing for this kind of weather. Mm-hmm. So go to www.citronclothing, all one word, C-I-T-R-O-N, clothing.com. And you shop, and you can help your community, including folks here in Baltimore. And finally, if there are merchants who are listening or nonprofits, you know, please contact me personally. My number, you know, is on the site, but I'll just give you my, you know, go to Sparrow. You can download all the information and contact us.
Great. Let's get this movement going.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you once again, Rob.
Thank you very much, Dave.
This is Dave Custy, and you're listening to Baltimore Internet Radio.